Of the sons, Swapadam, while sleeping, Shiransi, heads. Vaharam, delivered as a prize. Vipriyam, sleeping. Eva, night. Jugupsitam, most genius. Karma, act. Vigarayani, disapproving. Translation. When the respective warriors of both camps, namely the Kauravas and the Pandavas, were killed on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and the dead warriors obtained their deserving destinations, and when the son of Dhritarashtra fell down lamenting, his spine broken, being beaten by the club of Bhimasena, the son of Dronacharya, Ashwatthama, beheaded the five sleeping sons of nobody and delivered them as a prize to his master, foolishly thinking that he would be pleased. Duryodhana, however, disapproved of the heady attack, and he was not pleased in the least.
विद्या कदा विमर्श भवनोरुदंगी चतुरार्थ पुत्रे वस्तु प्रियं गौरी स्म पश्यन् कृष्णासुताराम तपदाम श्यांसि बाहरत विप्रियमेव तस्य जुगुप्सितं कर्म विगर्हयन्ति. Droni, Dragaja, son, a Brahman, but he took the profession of a Kshatriya. That is degradation. When a Brahmana takes his occupation of a Kshatriya, it is degradation. For this Droni, although he belonged to the Brahman family, he accepted the profession of a Kshatriya. He degraded so much that he cut off the heads of five sons of Draupadi while they were sleeping. So much degradation. A Kshatriya never slays anybody who is sleeping. Kshatriya's business is to challenge. And if the other party has no weapon, he supplies weapon, then there is fight, then it is decided. One must die. That decision is there. When there is fight between two Kshatriyas, the decision is that one must die. Unless one dies, the business, the fighting will never stop. That is called Viravati. Viravati. If a Kshatriya dies in fight, he gets the promotion of Viravati, means he goes to the heavenly planet. This was advised by Krishna to Arjuna that you fight. If you are victorious, then you will enjoy this kingdom. And if you are killed, then you will go to the heavenly planet. Then where is your loss? Both ways. You shall gain. Why shall you not fight? This advice was given by Krishna. Now, yes, he says, Yathamri Kongrusanjaya. In the fight, all the parties who died. They all are paying dearly. And most of them, they achieve Sarupa. That is the style in different things. Sarupa means his original spiritual form. All the soldiers, all the kings who died, and at the time of death, were seeing Krishna. Krishna was there in the battlefield. All of them achieved their original spiritual form. Sarupa. Those who did not see Krishna, they got promoted beautifully in the heavenly planet. So, fight is not always bad. If it is Harmajuddha, according to the prescribed rules, not coincidental fight, Harmajuddha, then there is gain. This science is lost. There is no such thing. Now, fighting means hooliganism, bandit, gundaism. That is not fight. Here is fight. We are the thing that they are promoted. Then at last, the fighting was between Dhritarashtra and beings. This Nrikodhara, Nrikodhara Vidya Gadhari Marta. Both of them, Vidyadhan and Bhim, the very expert in fighting with Gada. So, when they are fighting Balaram, Krishna was neutral, but he was taking the side of Arjuna. He was driving the chariot. That means he was on the side of the Pandavas, but actually he was not fighting. So, Balaram also did not fight, as in order to avoid any parties, he went to holy places at that time. He was traveling all over India from different holy places, one place to another. So when he returned, he had some sympathy with Duryodhana, because Duryodhana was his disciple to learn how to fight with this Gada. Well, naturally, he was sympathetic with Balaram. Balaram was sympathetic. So when he came, the fighting was going on. Just to show him respect, they stopped fighting, and everyone was silent, because the Pandavas knew that Balaram was sympathetic with Duryodhana, and if he takes the side of Duryodhana, then everything will be spoiled. Because he is the supreme person. But he did not do so. He advised that, my dear Duryodhana, I know you are a great fighter. You have got strength. You have learned. You know the art of fighting. But you are not so strong as he. And he advised Bhima, my dear Bhima, we have got the strength of 10,000 elephants. Naturally, you are clearly stronger saw, he knows the art better than you, and you are bodily stronger than him. So there will be no decision. The fight is involved. Can you not stop? Because there will not be decision. The fight is involved. Unless one is dead, the fighting will go on. So what is use? Nobody will be victorious. The fighting will go on. Better stop. But they remain silent. Silent means they did not like the idea. Because Bhim had many old grudges against Duryodhana. Because when Draupadi was being insulted, they had to sit down silent, no protest. There are so many incidences, rivalry, insult and counter insult. So they took the opportunity of hitting the old grudge by fighting. Everyone is determined, I must kill. Duryodhana was determined to kill Bhim, and Bhim was determined to kill. So when they did not listen to the instruction of Baladev, then Baladev left the flesh. He went to Dwarka back. Of course, Krishna was there. Because Krishna has to give hint to Bhima how to kill Duryodhana. So, Duryodhana, by the blessings of his mother, his whole body became iron-like solid. So by beating by the Bhima, it was not easy. So the story is that Gandhari, the mother of Duryodhana, she was great chess woman. Because her husband was blind, she used to remain as blind woman, covering the eyes. But she had some power, chess woman. Anyone who sticks to the generative principles, he gets a power, spiritual or material, gets power. Brahmachari gets power if he follows Brahmacharya. Everyone, if we follow the prescribed rules and regulations, automatically become power. So, Gandhari had some power. So his eldest son, Duryodhana, was advised to see the mother naked. He advised, my dear son, tomorrow morning when you come to offer your obeisances to me, you come naked. I shall see you. And you will be solidified, just like us. So she was going naked. The Krishna saw. So he asked me, why were they? And this is me. I am going to see my mother. No, I was there. You are going naked. At least you have some lamota. This is not good. So he took the instruction of Krishna and covered the guy was practicing Langota. And when Gandhari saw, she saw that she was not fully naked. So she regretted, my dear son, I asked you to come before me naked. Why you have got this? No, Krishna advised. Then she began to smile that my attempt is failure. But Krishna knew it. That part which was covered, that was not turned iron. The other part turned into iron. on account of sin, by done that. In this fight, Krishna hinted, feeling that you strike here, that part is not ironized. Although it is against the regulative principle to strike the opponent party below this waist, Krishna advised, unless you transgress this law, you cannot kill. So he was stopping below the waist, and he was not killed, but his waist was broken. Therefore it is saying, because your arms is not for the army. But then he dies. This is mentioned here. So, bhagna urudande, bhagna, uru. Urudanda was broke. Bhagna urudande, jitarātta putte, jitarātta putta, vijayarātta putta. At that time, Droni, his master was Vidyadhara. The Brahmana became a servant of Kshatriya, that is the Devi. The Brahmana cannot become servant. Nobody can become servant. Only the Shudras can become servant. Brahmana never becomes servant. They are instructor. Satta, sama, dama, tetikha, java, gyanam, vijyanam, atrikam, brahma, karma, salavan. This is Brahmana's qualification. They will train the brahmacharis and the grihasthas how to become perfect, disciplined. First discipline is truthfulness. The Brahmana will never speak lies. That is the first one. So, who is going to take training in that way? Nobody is interested. This is Kali Yuga. We are trying to train people. No illicit sex, no meditating, no gambling, no intoxication. Still, there are some failures. And if we teach in our institution, please do not speak lies. People will laugh. What is it nonsense? Nowadays, is it possible to remain in this society without speaking lies? This is the question. This is calculation. Nobody is interested to be trained now as a Brahmana. Nobody is interested to be trained now as a Kshatriya, neither as a Vaishya. They are all Shudras. Therefore it is said, Kalo Shudra Sambhava. There is no training. It is very, very difficult to train them to become purified by training. This status of life, but different status of training. So that ultimately one can become Brahmana, and when he is fully trained up as a Brahmana, then he transcends the Brahmana's position and he becomes a Vaishnava. So to become Vaishnava is not so easy thing. One has to become Brahmana, then when he surpasses the stages of becoming Brahmana, then he becomes Vaishnava. Shuddha Sattva. Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sattvam. Then Krishna is born. When one comes to the Vaishnava state, then he can understand what is Krishna. Just like Krishna was born of Vasudeva. Similarly, when one comes to the state of Vasudev. Vasudev means perfect Vaishnava. Do you think Krishna accepts somebody as father, the ordinary man? No. He is perfect Vaishnava. Krishna accepts somebody as mother. Who is his mother, father? Nobody can. He is the Adi Purusham. He is the original person. Who can become his father? But he accepts when he descends to exhibit his Leela. Radhara is dharma saplani bhavati bharata. Radhatmanand sijama. So, he is everyone's father. How most of them can be his father? Adopi sannabhyatma. Very exalted devotee. He accepts him as father or mother, and therefore one has to learn everything scientifically. Janma karma samiti bom. Totally ordinary. That is just born of a father, supposedly, and of a mother, devotee. That's all you know he has born. No. One has to learn. Who is his father? Who is his mother? How he accepts his devotee, his father? That is called Yojanati Tattata. This is called Manasthanam Sahasreshu Kasidyadati Siddhaya Jagadami Siddhyana Kasid Vetriman Tattata. To understand Krishna Tattata in truth, that is not so easy. It is possible for a man out of many millions of men. Manusanam sahasrishu. Kacchidat. So that tattata one can understand simply by pure devotional service. If you become a pure devotee without any contamination, analala pure, then Krishna reveals, this is I. I am like this. You cannot speculate upon Krishna. That is not possible. Nāyamātmā prabhatanīna labhyā nā mohanāsutena nā mehraya. You cannot understand Krishna simply because you are a learned Sanskrit scholar. You are a scholar. Krishna is not so easy to be understood by scholars who are Sanskrit language. Don't commit this mistake. Krishna is understood by a person to whom Krishna reveals. That is understood. Nāyamātmā, this is completely said. Nāyamātmā, āyamātmā, na pravatāne na labhva. Na mīdhaya, because you have got a part-time breath. Therefore, you'll be able to understand Krishna. No. Now, bahula sutena. Oh, because you are very good scholar, you have studied something. No. If Krishna reveals to you, then you give. That revelation is possible when you are a devotee. Otherwise, it is not. So we have to wait for that opportunity when Krishna reveals. How that revelation is possible. Adasti Krishna Namadi Navavetrayam Indriyai. By sense perception or sense regulation, you cannot. Namadi, even the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, you cannot understand. Atasya Krishna Namadi Nama Rūpa Līlā Parikrama Vaiśiṣṭa. You cannot understand these grand senses. Then how? Sevanamukhehi jivhāto svayameva sudattava. When you engage your senses, purify senses. Sevanamukhehi. Purify senses means when the senses are engaged in the service of the Lord. Everything, then you can understand Krishna. Sevan mukhi jivhāto svayameva sudattava. Krishna is not your servant. Krishna, I want to see you. No, that is us. Swami so, when he is pleased, when he sees that here is a pure, then he is. The Pandavas were pure devotees, therefore Krishna took his time and they became victorious and defined. And Krishna is always ready to give protection to his devotees. Kunti Aprityani, he is Ameya Bhakta Pradasa. He Sudarshan Chakra always protects his devotees. That is the position of devotees. Thank you, gentlemen.